Governor Martin O'Malley has called for investing hundreds of millions of dollars in transportation and education, paying for them through a series of tax hikes. This is Don Rush. During his State of the State address to the General Assembly in Annapolis, the Maryland Democrats said the state had relied for too long on budget cuts as it faces yet another $1 billion deficit this year.
With 84 cents of every dollar that we invest allocated to public education, public safety, and public health, and with one of the smallest state government workforces in the nation, every passing year leaves fewer and fewer responsible choices for cutting.
So the governor called for capping tax deductions for Marylanders in the top 20% income bracket.
Without fear, without any meanness, in the course of this discussion, let's ask one another, how much less education do you think would be good for our children's future? How much less public safety? How many fewer jobs?
In addition, the governor has called for a 6% increase in the gasoline tax that now stands at 23 cents a gallon. It would be phased in over 3 years, 2% per year. And he pointed to the need to shore up the state's bridges and highways.
It now actually costs more to paint the Bay Bridge than it did to build the first span.
Meanwhile, the counties would also be asked to begin contributing to the teacher pension funds, splitting the cost with the state on a 50-50 basis. But he added they would not be left high and dry during the first year. Another controversial proposal is an increase in the flush tax that is used for efforts to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. It would tie the fee to consumption and is expected to double it for most users to an average of $5. Governor ended his address by turning to the issue of legalizing same-sex marriage in the state, noting that the state already recognizes such unions from other states and the District of Columbia.
We all want the same thing for our children. We want our children to live in a loving, caring, committed, and stable home protected equally under the law. And it is not right, and it is not just, that the children of gay couples should have lesser protections than the children of other families in our state.
Last year, the legislation passed the state Senate but fell short on the House of Delegates. This year, the governor and legislators have amended the measure to allow for religious exemptions. In the Republican response, State Senator E.J. Pipkin blasted the governor's proposals for tax increases.
What's so balanced about enacting tax increase after tax increase to balance bigger and bigger budgets? And really, what kind of investment is it when the governor takes your money for projects that provide little help to you, but are meant to please a national audience?
And Pipkin took the opportunity to take the governor to task for his executive order called Plan Maryland that calls for coordinating development between the states and counties to control growth.
Rural parts of the state have been hit hard by what I call Governor O'Malley's war on rural Maryland. As part of that war, the governor's Plan Maryland shifts power to the state on land use decisions. No longer is it locally elected officials, but the state that has the final word on land use.
Finally, the governor did recognize Wacomico County resident Linda Gillis was able to take advantage of the state's job assistance program to develop skills in the search for a job. While Gillis may have found herself a job, it's very clear that the state legislature will have a lot of work to do before the 90-day session ends. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.